Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some scholars see the wearing of burqas as a divide between an old world culture and a progression towards more independent women. George Washington University's Islam professor, Merve Kavachki, explains the research she's done in Turkey.
Western intellectuals treat Turkey as an example for the Muslim world due to its commitment to modernization. They particularly laud secularism as the underlying reason for the creation of a westernized, therefore modernized Turkey. They point to the Turkish model of separation of state and religion, rendering Turkey a role model for other states with Muslim populations in the region. My research calls into question this model's status with respect to the advancement of female citizenry in the secular context, with a specific reference to the treatment of women with headscarves. Central to this project is a rigorous exploration of the system of representation produced by the state that creates binary oppositions between women with headscarves and secular Turkish women who do not cover. The evaluation of this historical construction and its deconstruction is one of the important goals of this study. Through this, it poses a critical challenge to the prevalent view that Turkey empowered its women in general through modernization. The work deciphers the codes of Turkish secularism, not as the guarantor of religious freedom, but rather as a means of sequestering religion in the form of secular fundamentalism, which is instrumental in denying the citizenship rights of women with headscarves, such as education, work, and even at times services like health care.
That was George Washington University's Merve Kavachki. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.